BBC's chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette, in Kyiv. Well, let's hear more now about Kharkiv, Ukraine's second city, where Freedom Square in the city centre was hit by a strike earlier, and the resulting explosion killed 10 people. That's according to Ukrainian authorities. Oleksandra is an academic living in the city.
Well, we have been bombed twice by Russian aircraft fighters. So basically, they're coming and just hitting rockets, bombs, whatever. So this crazy sound of aircraft going above our heads. So some explosions I heard somewhere. And that's basically the things that are going on these hours. There was bombing by rockets of Central Square this morning as well. So basically, I don't know, we're waiting for perhaps another round of something.
How close have some of those explosions been to where you are?
It's very difficult to determine because, if there is a bigger bomb exploding, so it sounds really close. If it's a smaller sound, it may be even closer, but the bomb is smaller. So, it's really difficult. It sounds like everywhere. It's like they are here, there. So it's like all around.
And you get almost no warning that it's about to happen.
Well, we have warnings. Yes, we have warnings. But, we don't have that many shelters. And so it doesn't really make to go to some kind of cellars of the houses because there are no bunkers. Kharkiv was not planned for that. So basically, people who wanted shelter went already to underground stations. They live there. And they are overcrowded. All the underground stations are overcrowded with people. And, well, we decided to stay inside the flat because our house is a little bit further into the garden. So basically, we have a house which protects us from the explosions on the central streets. So basically, we're a little bit inside. And it makes sense to stay in the apartment because, if people are in some kind of bunkers, it might be even worse if the house is destroyed, so people will be, or we will be just buried alive. So I think it's much better position to stay inside the apartment.
You say we. Who's with you in the apartment?
Well, it's my wife, my four-year-old daughter, and my wife's son from the first marriage. He's 18 and he's ill with diabetes. And he has a bad day today because of all the stress. So sugar level also going down. So we have to keep it as well.
You mentioned your four-year-old. How is she coping with all this?
Yes. Well, I have to play with her all the time. But this day was really bad because when the first time Russian aircraft fighter started launching the rockets, so my wife had a real hysteric, and I was in a real kind of bad situation with wife being in hysteric and four-year-old daughter crying all the. So basically, that's it. But I have to play with her. She's very happy when I play with her. So basically, I spend most of my day playing with her just to keep away all the fears from her.
Have you been able to go outside at all, or is it simply too dangerous to do that?
Well, I do go outside, but perhaps I'm the only one who goes outside. And there are several reasons for that. First of all, I need to move around the city because here in this apartment, so I have wife and daughter, and somewhere in a different district, I have my father who is 76. So basically, I need to move around every third day just to check if he is okay, to buy some food for him. And buying food is these days becoming really an adventure. Because most shops are closed and those which are still open, so they have huge lines. People are very disciplined here. They make lines and they keep lines, which is really nice. But at the same time, they are perfect targets for Russian aviation and artillery. If something gets into this crowd, so the casualties will be really huge.
That's food. What about water? Have you got water in the apartment?
Yes, we have water. Well, previously we used to buy water in bottles, which is cleaner and better. We don't have that water anymore, so we have to rely on tap water, which is much better quality. And in the bathroom, so we have a huge barrel full of water from the tap in case there is a problem with the tap water. Well, we still have the tap water in our part of the city, but nobody knows until when. So every shell can be the last one just to break the water supply.
As a final question, how much do you allow yourself to think about the next few days?
Well, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to... Well, there was a very good film which was called, Run Away from Shawshank or Escape from Shawshank. Perhaps, I mean, it's got a very famous Hollywood film. And one of the main characters say, kill the hope, because hope is a problem in the times when you don't really need it. I mean, you do need it, but we need to kill hope here these days. So I think from this perspective, we don't think about future. So the task is just see the events, follow the events, try to do our best, try to, survive decently and do our best in this, to stay human.
Oleksandra, who's an academic living in Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, where Freedom Square, among other places, was hit by a strike earlier today. You're listening to NewsHour from the BBC World Service. Coming up, the worried mothers trying to move their children out of a hospital in the capital, Kyiv.
We sit in the basement of the hospital. We took all the medicine and all infusions there. And now maybe we have a possibility to escape.
That's coming up in about 20 minutes' time. Our latest headlines, the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, says his country will fight hard to counter Russia's aggression but needs more help from NATO countries, including a no-fly zone to deter aerial bombing. Ukraine says Russia has attacked the main television tower in the capital, Kyiv, killing 5 people and stopping some broadcasts. Major economies have agreed to release huge stockpiles of oil to control sharp price rises triggered by the invasion. And international federations from a range of sports have announced bans on national teams from both Russia and Belarus. This is Julian Warwicker with NewsHour Live.